I have another story that's off the beaten path here that I want to talk about. You know, you like to do things that are against the law in your spare time.
Absolutely.
I would rather you didn't talk about them on the air, and I hate to have to allude to them as I did just moments ago. But look, you know, if you're going to throw yourself under the bus, I don't mind backing over you a couple times. But I think I have found a job for you,
gosh.
I think it'll actually pay probably better than what you're making now. Now, you're going to have to move, but is right up the alley of all the things you love to do. You love to be in charge. You love to kill people. This could totally be exactly what you need. And this is what we call supply and demand, Big Bay.
Okay.
You can supply death. And there is a demand for it in Saudi Arabia. Apparently right now, and this is something I'm sure you'll hear more about on the Sunday Buzz this coming week, Saudi Arabia, which I didn't even realize, is considering ending execution by beheading in honor of the much more humane firing squad because of a lack of swordsmen. Apparently there is a shortage of government swordsmen in Saudi Arabia.
It's a lost art.
So they're going to, but apparently there are a lot of guys who are willing to shoot people under the government direction.
Just not sorting them.
Apparently a change to execution by firing squad would not violate Islamic law, the Saudi Daily newspaper reports. This solution seems practical, especially in light of shortages in official swordsmen or their belated arrival to execution yards in some incidents. See, that's the problem with swordsmen nowadays. They're never on time. You know what they need over there? They don't need more swordsmen. They need better clock radios.
That's right.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
Execution by beheading in Saudi Arabia has continually been condemned by human rights groups. I mean, I think they can agree that firing squad, much better. According to Human Rights Watch, or HRW, as you guys probably know it, at least 69 people were executed by beheading in 2012. It's kind of an off year.
Yeah.
While Amnesty International says 79 were killed under the death penalty in the same period. So we have a bit of a debate. You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's split the difference. We'll settle on 75. Saudi Arabia has no penal code, so prosecutors and judges largely define criminal offenses at their discretion. You know what? I call it efficient. Just saying. Big Baby, if this doesn't work out...
I've always been a traditionalist, so.
Yep. Besides, it's cheaper. You know what? I don't know what the average life of a sword is, but I'm guessing it lasts a lot longer than a fired bullet. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's just
okay,
so
look,
disturbing.
I say all this tongue-in-cheek. Look, that is a sick, horrific situation they got
awful.
Going over there.
That's
Are you
so
kidding
disturbing.
Me? They're still beheading people in Saudi Arabia? Yeah. I mean, I would think, okay, maybe like you get bust out a guillotine or something. Okay, fine.
Yeah, and then
but
you wouldn't
they
have
a swordsman. They have a dude that swings a big sword and cuts your head off. Yeah, that's how they do it over there.
That's crazy.
I mean, and we complain about our legal system here.
No,
goodness
no,
gracious.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get Wi-Fi on a plane.
Discretion?
You got real problems. Serious problems. Yes, we have, I guess we should switch it from white people problems to American problems. It's all relative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look. In some portions of the world, you can't get a great spinach salad or a kale and spinach smoothie. And you certainly can't get Splenda in anything. So we're very fortunate here. We're a bunch of spoiled people. That's the thing. You don't even get the courtesy of a trial.
No.
It's like, you did it?
Yeah, that's it.
Get over there, that guy.
Yeah.
Stupid swordsman's late again. Where are the gun guys?
This isn't even
get
something
your bullets
to joke
ready.
About. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I don't have any. I have no birthday trivia today. There was like. There were a couple good ones, though. I'm trying to think. James Taylor has a birthday today. And there was an athlete of note. Birthday trivia has gone really downhill lately, though.
What?
Because we had a rough one
it
last
should
year.
Be the same every year.
Well, Big Baby.
Is it not?
No. It's not that. It's just that nobody knows. Like, you're from out of town, so you don't have the same background on American pop culture people that most of us grew up around it. I mean, it's not a knock on you. I'm just saying. You're probably better have at it.
I was about to say, last time we did birthday trivia.
No, you do fine, but I mean, in a lot of cases, there are people that...
Yeah. You do fine.
But I'm just saying, it's
just
like... No, but your brain, your Canadian brain is not filled up with as much crap as us here in America have soaked up
no,
in our youth.
We soak up a lot of American crap. It's not our crap, but
well,
we
your
soak
crap
up
is
your
like,
crap.
Well, yeah, but see, your crap is filled with stuff like Bieber because he's Canadian.
He is.
You did have Alanis Morissette, though, so...
Yeah.
And some people would say that's probably just as bad. Not me. I like her.
I know James Taylor. We got a little James Taylor going on right now.
I saw him the last time he was in Little Rock at Verizon. And I just said that on air.
Yeah, that's okay.
There you go.
I have a lot of people that...
It was good.
It
was good.
James Taylor's music, though, to me, is not something that I would think would lend itself to a great live show, but I could be way off. I was wrong one time. I don't know if you heard about my 40-yard dash.
One time.
I could have been wrong about that, too. I don't know. I just...
You were wrong last time we were on together, last week.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But the landline, you were wrong.
You know what? I was wrong about that.
Yeah,
okay,
are.
So I'm already up to my...
I think every single time I've been on
you're
with you,
creeping up there,
wrong.
Buddy.
Dude, I'm up to my July quota already. I got to really be smart the next 2 months. 3 months.
I was just wrong again. 3 months.
April, May, June, July. 4 months.
4 months.
Boy. Big baby.
Yes.
Big baby on top of your game. I got to be right the rest of the time. If you don't leave your job to go behead people in Saudi Arabia, I really need you to be on the top of your game because I cannot afford to be wrong again until August 1st.
That's a lot of pressure, Justin.
Buddy, I know. I hope you can hold up.
He doesn't get paid that much.
I know. I'm afraid Big Baby's going to end up on Celebrity Rehab.
Oh, Justin.
Or whatever the producer of a Second Rate Midday show equivalent is of rehab. Whatever rehab you go to. I don't know.
I don't know. They got pretty big celebrities on there.
You're a pretty big celebrity. You're the biggest celebrity on the show as far as I'm concerned. You and then Jason Alley's a close second. Ronnie, quick comment, then we got to take a timeout. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. When I was in Desert Storm in Saudi Arabia, after the war was over, we were waiting to come home. They invited us to go down and watch the beheadings and the stuff that they have on Fridays. And believe it or not, they have no crime over there. Very few thefts, very few murders. And it's amazing that they just still do that, but they do not have crime over there because of the way they handle things. So I just thought
I'd
throw that
out. Did you go watch?
No. We actually weren't allowed to go to that part of Saudi Arabia. That was kind of the dark area. But and then we got out right when that was supposed to happen, so we didn't make it. But it was interesting.
Humane, but you're saying it's effective.
It is effective.
It's hard to shoplift without hands.
Yeah. You see people walking around with bandages a lot, too. But they want the foreigners. They try to get the foreigners to go watch, and they put them in the front row to show them their justice system. It's kind of interesting.
Wow.
I tell you what, I don't know that I could sit through that. That would be a tough one. That's one that never will get out of your mind.
I didn't think I would want to go watch, but I just thought I'd share that with you guys.
What branch were you in, Ronnie?
The Air Force.
Okay. Well, thanks for your service, and thanks for the call. Appreciate the call.
Okay, guys.
Take care. Yeah, that's... Hey, look. Got a lot of odd invitations. Never been invited to a beheading, I can say that.
Yeah.
Wow.